The babies didn't have any hair, except for one lock right in the center, and there was a big red ribbon tied around it. And Tom, I said, what's that? Why has she done that to the baby? And the woman answered back, she said, so when it dies, that the angels will have something to carry it to heaven with. We don't expect to die. And it's the biggest problem we have. Because if we knew we were dying, we would be in service of God. We would be looking for those to help to keep them out of the despair of the world. We'd do everything we could to keep them out. They were naked. They realized they had faults. Adam looked at Eve and said, my God, what is that woman? Put something on. And boy, we've been putting it on ever since. The original fall. And every human being from that date to this has been affected with it. Even those that had life forever, when that entered into the world, all humanity died. All of humanity began to die at that point. Scripture says that some of them, they were made so magnificently that it took one old boy 900 years before he died. It took 900 years for Satan to get him. Don't take that long anymore, does it? 40, 50 years. I mean, we have gotten so sick and so perverted, it doesn't take long for Satan to kill us. I mean, it's short. Read the paper, heart attacks, 30 years old, 20 years old, AIDS, epidemic, 18 years old, 10 years old, dying, epidemic, cancer, epidemic. And you know, it's almost like, well, I ain't going to die. You're going to wake up one morning and read your name in the obituary just sure as you're here. You're going to say, oh God, there I am. I'm out of here. Man entered in to death. It is a reality. It is not something that's going to happen. We're all facing it. But in the marvelous works of God, as man, it says here, that man hid from God. When God called out to him, where are you? You ever notice when you do something wrong, you like to hide? Don't want nobody to see you. How do I know that? I'm the biggest hider in here. I used to be crafty at hiding. Folks, I was the best. I could hide something in this pocket. This pocket would never know it's there. And I wouldn't tell it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We are slick in hiding. And every one of you here, we know how to hide. And you this week will be challenged not to hide anymore. It'll be one of the most difficult things you've ever given up is not to hide. A person that hides is not free. They hid from God. And to this day, we're still hiding from Him. So obviously, something catastrophic has happened here. And what I would like to suggest to you, that this is the beginning of the great tribulation period. It has been going on for thousands of years. It's not something that's coming down the road. In fact, God said, if these days were not shortened, even the elect would be lost. And the days have been shortened. And folks, we are the elect. If He hadn't have short, can you imagine me today living 900 years? I'd throw this thing in the trash and go have a Michelob weekend. I'd live for 900, 890 years, and then I'd say, well, I better get right with God. But boy, He's got it down so short. You know, I'm just 60 years old. I feel like I'm 13. But you look at this body, it'll tell you it's 60. Amen. Don't y'all laugh. A whole bunch of you in here. Adios. Amen.
And then we have the promise of God. He said, through a woman, man fell, and through a woman, man will be redeemed. Man will be justified. And we know that. We know that. We've experienced that. We're not no longer living out of grace. We're no longer living out of mercy. We're no longer living out of the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're no longer living out of the tree of life, the river of living water. We're no longer living out of paradise. We're no longer living out of the kingdom of God. It has been restored. It's been given to us, a gift from God. God, in the fullness of time, the Word, God, became flesh and sent His only begotten Son to undo what Adam 1 did. We have been restored to life, and in that, death has no hold on me. I know that I live forever. But in that life, this flesh has to drop. My flesh, this sinful, corrupt, stinking, rotty, rotten, filthy stuff has got to fall. Amen? It's got to go back to the dirt. And out of that, my spirit, my Holy Spirit, the spirit of Charlie Osborne will rise to Almighty God. But it has fellowship with Him today. Because we have been redeemed by the blood. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus undid what Adam 1 did. And God put for us two roads. He said, now choose the way you'll travel. Will you choose the road of death? Or will you choose the road of life? For a long time, they only had one road to travel. There was no salvation. And they would cry out, oh God! They only had death, 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 no hope, the devil, possessed. I mean, it was just, there was no hope. But hope was the promise. You and I have lived and are living in the promise. Amen. We're not no longer in the hope situation, we're in the promise situation. And in that, I know what I have through faith. Faith is the source of hope that's been restored to me through the Lord Jesus Christ. I have faith in God. It has been restored. The faith that Adam had before he ever fell from grace. We have been restored to what Adam was before he ever jumped ship. We walk and talk with God. We worship God. We fellowship with God. We commune with God. We commune with the saints. We commune with one another. We have fellowship with God. Amen? Amen. That was restored to us. Now, what I'm going to do the rest of this week, I'm going to go over into the book of Revelations and show you the end of your life. And what happened that allowed Adam and Eve to fall. In the beginning. And in that, you can begin to see through the love that God has demanded that we live is the very source of power that defeats the kingdom of Satan. Defeats it. I've got 15 minutes and I'm going to start off in the very first book of the book of Revelations. The first verse, and I'm going to go as far as I can this week in the book of Revelations. And it's, listen to this. Listen to the first chapter. This is the revelation given by God to the Lord Jesus Christ so that He could tell His servants. Who are His servants? Come on, let's hear it, saints.
I am
His servant, so that He could tell His servants of the things which are now to take place and the things to come very soon. Not only the things that are taking place now. See, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, you know what's going on now. You know that the battle is over. You know that the victory has been won. You know that today. You have discernment today. You are spiritual today. And you are to know the things that are to take place. Amen. In my life, I know the things that will take place.
I know that I'm dying, and I know that I'll suffer. And anything in between now and then, I know that I have victory over it if I will walk a certain way. I have victory to the end. Amen? I already know that. It's not guesswork, and it's not cross your finger work. I know. No more of this. That's witchcraft. That ain't even hope. That's luck. That's a hit and miss proposition. That's what they had before Jesus came. We don't have none of this no more. We got faith. Amen? Amen. We got this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Now listen to this. It says, and sends his angels to make it known to his servant John. Folks, do you know that this? Do you know that we're surrounded by angels? Do you know that each one of us has an angel? He's called a guardian angel. Do you know that I have angels with me? Do you all know that? Do you know one of the things that keeps fear out of my heart? I know that God has stationed with me angels, and I know nothing can happen to me till he gets ready for it to happen. I can go without fear. We take off out of here at the airport and fly straight to Belize, right across the water. They said, you can't do that. I said, why not? They said, you might get in the water. I said, not me. What do you mean? I got an angel that's under my plane and on top of it and under each wing and the tail. God's for me, not against me, and I'm working for him. And they don't have any runways out there in the water, and this thing is designed to land on a runway. I'm going to land in Belize. Oh, watch out, boy. You're stretching God there. I said, oh, yeah? God made the universe. I ain't stretching nothing. This is easy for him. This is not even a little trick. Easy. Amen? Amen? Folks, I know this. Fear no longer controls my life. Right, Bob? I slept through the whole thing. Except to wake up and show you we're off course. I'm not going to tell that story. I'll embarrass my brother. I won't embarrass. He doesn't get embarrassed. But see, when you're walking with God, folks, you go through all kind of stuff, but it's okay. It's okay to die, isn't it? Listen to this. You see, folks, the books couldn't hold all the stuff that we've experienced over the last 18 years. Just couldn't. And John has written down everything that he saw and swears it's the Word of God guaranteed by Jesus Christ. Now listen to this. This is good news. Happy the man who reads this prophecy. Happy, blessed, encouraged, enthused, excited, overwhelmed. You know what happy is? Joyful, happy the man who reads his property of these prophecies, and happy are those who listen to him. I can tell you in the beginning of this thing, when you hear this, it will delight your heart so much because truth will excite and delight your heart. It will encourage you and edify you, and you'll leave out of here like a screaming lion of the tribe of Judah with the heart and the life of Almighty God. You'll know that you have been delivered from sin and death. You will know that fear can no longer have a part of your life. You'll just know it. Because the time is close. Now this was recorded what? Almost 2,000 years ago. And what did he say? The time is what? Who was it close for? The people that were living in that time. This word is the same today as it was then. So this word, as we read it today, the time is close. Who is it close for? It's close for me. My time is almost over, and so is yours. life is like a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Stop looking for something to happen down the road. We live in a now God. We live in a now kingdom, and today is the only day we got. And we should be prepared to leave when? Now. Keep you straight. So, from John, I got 5 minutes. And I'm just starting into the message that I tried to an hour and a half ago. See, there's a lot of preparation that you have to go through to get you into the message. Isn't it good? Y'all having a good time this morning? And we hadn't even got started yet. Listen to this. From John to the seven churches of Asia. Now, would somebody please, if this is going to be effective now, if we're going to hear this as now, would somebody please tell me, in our everyday language, how do we use seven? What does seven imply to us? Complete? All right. What John is saying here, he says, he's writing to the seven churches of Asia. He's writing to the complete church. The complete church as we know it today covers all of the world. Amen. So it's complete. The church, folks, at this moment right now is complete. Today is the only day it can be complete. Today we add to the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is complete. It's finished. It has a beginning and an end. Do you know that my life is complete? There's a beginning and an end to my life, and God already sees the end. Therefore, it's complete. All I got to do is walk this thing in faith. That's all I got to do. Walk it in faith. Walk it in love. Walk it in faith. Walk it in love. It's already finished. God already knows the outcome of it. Amen. It's complete. Now let me ask you another question because we're going to run into it. Would somebody please tell me who the church is?
I am.
Now the word is I am. So who is this written to?
Me.
Come on, say it out loud.
Me.
All right. So you see right away, John is talking to whom?
Me.
You're a church and you are complete through His sacrifice. Not through you, but through Him. You're complete. Now, you've not finished the walk yet, but you're on the journey. God looks at you today as complete because He looks at you through how? Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are being looked at through His sacrifice. That's the reason He's not holding anything against us. That's the reason we can be free. Amen.
Amen.
So we're complete. Folks, the whole world is complete. Can we begin to treat them like they're complete? That's what lets them become complete. You don't treat someone like they're complete. They can never become complete. Y'all, can you grasp that? Some of you ain't talking to me. Folks, if we ain't complete, then He ain't done nothing. If the price has not been paid for sin and death, then I'm a lost goose. I'm going to stop what I'm doing. Because I have no hope at all. I have no faith at all. There's no need for me to walk at all unless this price has been paid. Unless God looks at me as a favored son, looks at me and has justified me and forgiven me and reconciled me unto Himself. If that's not been done, I might as well stop right now. It's been done. I am a church, and it has been done to me. That's the teachings of our church. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now listen to what it said. From the seven spirits, what does seven mean? Go then, the complete spirit is what spirit? The Holy Spirit. It's complete. It's not going to be none added to it, and none can be taken away from it. Isn't that easy? to the seven spirits in His presence before His throne, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the faithful witness of the firstborn from the dead, the rulers of the kings of earth. He loves us and has washed away our sins with His blood. Are you getting happy? He washed what? With what? That sacrifice was done for who? Say me. See, you're the only one that can enter into the reality of it. For you is you. Now, He did it for the whole world. So has He done it for me? I can go out into this world, and no matter who I meet, I know that it's been done for Him. Can I begin to treat Him like it's been done for Him? Then you go search out the poor. It's been done for you, brother. I'm here to help you. And He made me a line of kings. Glory be to God. Doesn't our bishop say that about us? Priests to serve. Aren't we priests? What is our mission? To serve. Say it. If you are not serving, you are not in the body. Most of the world is trying to get, climbing the ladder of success, trying to acquire the things of the world. We don't need to acquire those things. God promised them He'd give them to us as we served. As we serve. As we what?
Serve.
Who do I serve? My family first. My wife and my children. I'm a servant to my family. Amen?
Amen.
Now as I grow, I become more of a servant. I'm also a servant to you. I'm discovering that I'm a servant to the whole world. I never knew that I would be a servant to the world. Amen.
Amen.
And we're producing servants. You're going to hear a bunch of them today. We are a line of kings, priests to serve His God and Father. To Him then be the glory, the power, forever and evermore. Amen. In other words, these are all gifts from God. God did it through His Son. God Himself shed His blood, cleansed our sins, redeemed us from sin and death, made us a line of kings, priests to serve. To Him be the glory. Oh, God, thank You for allowing me this great privilege to serve. Now, you see, when Adam and Eve over here in the beginning, they were created the same way, to serve. They were such servants, they were not even realizing that they were naked. They served one another. They loved one another. They communed with one another. They talked to God. Now God has come back and restored us to that. For those that could hear and repent, change their minds, and move in to what He's done. Begin to experience the truth of God for us, for me. He's done it for me. Can I accept it? And as I accept it, can I receive who I am and in that pass it on to you? Can I serve you? That's what evangelization is all about. Listen to this. It is He who is coming on the cloud. Now, folks, please try to get this into your mind. I am not, and I do not believe that it is a cloud that we know as a cloud. I think this is probably a supernatural cloud that can't see this. It's a mystery. Like seven is complete, the church is complete. It's a mystery. We're complete. We accept it by faith. To us, it's a mystery. Amen. We don't understand how it was all done, but it is what? Our faith. I believe. That's where my strength is. Because in my faith, I'm not afraid. Faith has reduced and replaced fear. Because faith makes its power felt through love. And wherever there's love, there is no fear. You've got 15-minute breaks. Can I take 5 minutes of it? Okay. You're going to have this all week. Your break time are going to be gone. Listen to this. It is He who is coming on the cloud. Everyone will see Him, those who have pierced Him, and all the races of earth will mourn over Him. Are we doing that now? We are. It said, this is the truth, the Amen. I am the Alpha, the Omega. Oh, wait a minute. He is the Alpha and the what?
Omega.
You mean to tell me there's a beginning to God? Well, he says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. What does he mean? There's no beginning to God. There's no end to God. So he must mean me. He's the beginning of me, and he's the end of me. I have a beginning and an end. God in me is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows when to send me, and he knows what? When to take me home. Y'all understand that? Isn't that pretty simple? Are y'all glad you came? This is not too difficult, is it? Did y'all ever hear it preached like this? Well, wait till we get over into it. We just into the introduction. Folks, I tell you what, your joy will explode. I want to finish up with this. This is the truth. Amen. I am the Alpha, the Omega, saith the Lord, who is, who was, and who is coming, the Almighty. Until tomorrow morning, at same time, same station. Don't be late. Please be on time. I'm going to start as early as I can because I've got an awful lot to cover. So we'll see you during the day. Good night. God bless.